I just want to check. It will be crucial for you to have the original birth. Do you have copies of your original birth? No, I'm referring to the expropriation birth, the original birth, the one that's titled the square bracket D4/2015. Oh, my wife is fine. We once were sitting at the back, there was a coup de grace. You were moved. good folks, it's definitely not that past 11. My genuine fake watch has stopped. This is why we are commencing now at the correct itself. We have three documents in front of us. There's the yellow one, as I said before, we broke for tea. Yellow highlighted portion. And then we have the use of the original birth. Square bracket D4-2015. And then there's the clean up version that was circulated this morning. Square bracket B4D-2015 close square bracket. So those are the three documents that will be utilized. The legal advisors will do their best to walk us through the documents and indicate where changes were suggested by members of parliament and how they've been incorporated. So I give the law advisors a minute or two as soon as they are ready. Kindly indicate that we can commence with the process. Honorable Tarini, do you have all those documents? Honorable
Tarini. Can I just ask a question at this stage in terms of procedure? We're now going to look at these amendments that's already been incorporated into the original law, and we have three list, which is the, if I can call it the amended law, where this is being incorporated. But subsequent to this one, we haven't completed the process and when we received this. So subsequent to us receiving that one, there were even further amendments and indications from the department minister that they would also look at this one or accommodate that suggestion from it. Are they, so this is not the latest version. Subsequently, there would have been further amendments. So what happened to those ones?
After this, if I follow the process correctly myself, when we have looked at all the incorporations, if there's anything that was left out in the process, their numbers will indicate. So then what we'll receive will be the final copy that we will go through clause by clause and say agree, disagree, agree, disagree. Unless there's something that I'm not articulating or losing what you've said. Akona, is my understanding correct? You may use your microphone. I'm very stingy with giving you the opportunity to speak, so you might as well use it. Christmas comes at once.
Thank you, Chef, and I appreciate it. Yeah. Just to respond to another question, the process that we went through this morning is to be incorporated in the changes that are to be made. So after members have gone through the amendments and the A-list now, it depends what time you finish. If we still have time and we can still get time to get further amendments included and the printer sending us back, and it's still before 5, that process can still carry on. But if not, then the bill that will be, the version that will be tabled next week Tuesday for final voting or agreeing or not on it, it will have all the amendments included on it.
Honorable Chair, does that make it appear to you?
Follow up question. So, yes. Because this morning we still deleted certain clauses, for example, the one about the amendment of the Act. But that would not be reflected in this year, because this was already added out. So we need a first session where we will look at the changes we proposed this morning. And we need another list of those proposed changes. So when will we do that?
Depends when we complete the process that we are about to go through now. Then they will produce a cleaned up version that we are going to use when we meet next in order to go through. That's my understanding. Deputy Minister, we all seem to be a bit perplexed.
I think, strictly speaking, you're right. I'm worried about the 2019 phenomenon that we. So, because what we did this morning, in practice, I don't think was. I'm hoping that we can, not we, but the committee. Can take at read, we'll still have opportunity to vote, that what we agreed upon this morning were instructions, as it were, what the committee agreed upon this morning were instructions to the state or environment. What had we drafted when it did. If my understanding is correct, or my recollection is correct, there was nothing substantive or major or excessively complicated. Most of which we agreed in the air to retain as it was. But there was the exception of that, the amendment section, which is straightforward. I mean, because, so if the committee would agree, could agree, to accepting what was agreed upon this morning, because I don't think there were any differences apart from sort of long time, apart from that, if we can rather than go back again, try to produce another document, that would just help the process.
My understanding is that what we are doing here is to get the ultimately refined instruction guidance that goes to the state law advisors to produce the clean up version that we have in front of us where we vote on it paragraph by paragraph. So there's, we are speaking to the same issue, but perhaps just emphasizing a bit here or there. But today is the end of this process, where we put, give all our contributions and then go for the final version. Parliamentary legal advisor, madam.
Thank you, Chair President. What I would like to add as well in respect of the process is those clauses or matters that were flagged, when we're done with the process in respect of the process, to deal with the ones that were flagged, and so that by the time we go and clean the document for next week, the bill for next week, then we clean the paragraphs dealt with this morning as well as decisions in respect of instructions from the committee in respect of the matter that we've selected.
Thank Great, we do all that today. As soon as you are ready, we may proceed, Madam.
Chairperson, I will read the amendments from the A-list and also indicate the full clauses or where the amendments are in the bill, which means I'll read from the one with highlighted in yellow. Those highlighted are the changes that have been made for today's purpose. Number two. On page 4 in 948, to omit shall and to substitute must. That would be the definition of date of expropriation. Now it reads as follows. It means the date mentioned in the notice of expropriation, which date must not be earlier than the date of service or personal notice. Previously it was shall, now it's the must.
Thank you.
Number 6 on the A list, on page 5 from line 44, to omit and other related forms.
It says 2 on page 4 in line 48. What is that clause 1 under definitions?
The first one that I read was the
under definition, yes.
Which
reads date of expropriation. Is that the one? Just tell us that the
yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Maybe if you can.
Just a minute, please, the parliamentary legal advice. I just want to make sure that members were all moving together. Honourable Madoka.
Yes, I think the parliamentary advisor should just indicate to say that this amendment will look in conjunction with the original, if it is original, because I think the colleague is need to say for what it's original as the chair was applying.
The original. And maybe we are all seeming to be on the same page. Madam State Legal Advisor, when you are ready.
The A list, the pages that the A list refers to are the pages that are pages of the original bill, not of the one that we've been working on. I think that's where there's a little bit of confusion.
May I continue?
The second one will be...
Honourable Member, yes?
We don't have the original one. Myself and Honourable Dine. If maybe it's okay.
Could we kindly make a copy available? There's one coming from the researcher, content advisor. Could you please provide one to members of the DA? And Honorable Jamini. So members have got a copy of the original bill. Madam Parliamentary Legal Advisor.
The the second amendment is number 6 of the 8 on page 5 from line 44 to omit and other related forms. It's on page 6 of the new bill. It refers to the meaning or definition of public interest. The new definition reads, public interest includes the nation's commitment to land reforms and to reforms to bring about equitable access to all South African natural resources in order to redress the results of past racially discriminatory laws or practices. We've taken out and other related forms. Page 3 of the A list, number 6. On page 6, in line 41, after date to insert within a reasonable time. Page 7 of the B bill, which is clause 3, subsection 5B. We're on page 7 of the document that we're working on, the new one that we're looking at.
Okay, let's try and get some clarity. I think to make sure where we are, if you could kindly say that square bracket B4B, if that's the document that you are referring to, that people are sure which document you are referring to. Honorable Dlamini, B4B. There's a cross-reference. Some of the issues referred to the original and then others have been incorporated in the B4B. So if you could just be patient with us, Madam Parliamentary Legal Advisor, and just reference, we'll get into the groove of it. But let's just make sure that we go along together.
Maybe I should go to the old one and take the one, but we may not have that the chair must explain to the whole house what are we doing so that we can all follow. Because if we go one by one, maybe it will give a promise of not starting. Just to explain. Or the parliamentary advisor to say we are in the A list, which is for the yellow one, we look it in conjunction with the original thing. And try to be a little bit low to indicate the section of the line.
Okay, Honorable Treya, let's hear from you.
Mr. Chairman, surely we want to check whether the proposed amendments, as highlighted in yellow, has been incorporated into the B list to make sure that it is indeed there. So then we should follow the B list. But the legal advisor is reading, giving page references to the original version. The A list, in other words, it doesn't correspond, and that's why the confusion arises. Her pages don't reflect or correspond to the pages in the B list. That's why the confusion is.
Let me give the parliamentary legal advisor to recap for us why we are utilizing all three documents. The original bill, the highlighted yellow amendments effected by members of the portfolio committee and all those changes, how they are reflected in the E4B-2015 document. The process demands that we utilize all the documents. But parliamentary legal advice.
Chairperson, the original, unfortunately, in terms of the process, when we drafted the age list, which is the one highlighted in yellow, you don't refer to, we couldn't refer to the B bill, because it's the one that is our, so to speak, work in progress. So you refer to the original bill, which is where I'm referring on page 6 offline, that's the original bill. But the challenge would be, if we were to read the original bill now, the changes, remember, the working document that we've been using had other changes that we expected in the beginning, which are part of this list. If I were to read that, there would be changes, things that hadn't been changed at all. It would be as it was in the beginning, so it wouldn't make sense to read from the original bill. But maybe what I can do, I can go to, if I say page 6, I go to that pages of the original bill. I don't know if it's going to make sense that way, because if we do that then, and there's been changes made in the working document, then it will reflect the way the bill was originally. That's why it makes the difference. But at least the effect, so that people see where in the original bill where we're reading, where we are in the original bill and where we are in the new bill. I don't know if that's it. Unfortunately, because at the end, our aid is to contain all the amendments from the original bill. That's why we highlighted them. We thought we tried to make it easier, ease of reference, so that we see which ones have been changed now, not the original amendments that we made in the beginning. But I'll take it from.
In terms of process, is that a clear indication as to how we go forward and why we need all the documents? Shall we continue? But just guide clearly that you are reading from this document, going to that document, going to that. Then I'm sure, I'm confident we'll get into the swing of things.
From number 3, number 6 on the A list. Of the A list. I'm reading from the A list. With the yellows. Number six highlighted in yellow. On page 6 of the original deal, in line 41, after stage to insert within a reasonable time, which means all of that is done from the original deal.
Mm.
Mm. What I mean is the page 6 is from the original bill, line 41 of the original bill. Now all of that, the change that I'm going to read, would be translated into this bill.
Mm.
So the effectiveness of what we're saying there is in the bill. That's clause 3 of the original clause of all the bills, of course. It's clause 3, sub 3C, the last clause on that. We're just adding it within a reasonable time as the instructions of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, can I make a proposal? This is not working. I want my proposal would do it in a different manner. That we take the highlighted parts and we go to the second bill. In other words, B4B 2015, because these changes are supposed to have been incorporated into this one. So then we can just check that this is in fact reflected here. That's the easiest. And then we can say, yes, done. Because we can't work from three documents at the same time, especially with page numbers differing. It creates major confusion. So let's work on the so-called cleaned-up version of the bill and see. All we have to do is confirm, yes, the proposed changes are in there. That's all we need to do at this stage.
There's an agreement. Let's say that, madam.
The page 7 of the new of the bill, clause 3, 5, 5, 3. We've added within a reasonable time.
Yeah.
5, 3, yes. Okay. See, all costs incurred by the minister in the performance of his or her functions on behalf of an organ of state must be refunded by the relevant organ of state within a reasonable time. Clause 4, delegation or assignment of minister's power duties.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, I just want to comment at this stage for this one, for example, the proposed change in yellow within a reasonable time has not been incorporated into the
Five
C. All costs incurred by the minister must be funded by the state, by the relevant organ of state. That's it. And we have to add on within a reasonable time. I'm reading from the B4B. Show me where it is. No, it is a cleaned up one. That's B4B.
Honorable Dreyer.
Honorable
Dreyer. Members, please. There's a copy that was circulated this morning. Left-hand corner, I want to make sure we are speaking about the same document. It has square bracket B4B dash 2015. Those square brackets. Now that one, the copy that I have in front of me, C reads, all costs incurred by the minister in the performance of his or her functions on behalf of an organ of state must be refunded by the relevant organ of state within a reasonable time.
Okay, Mr. T, mine doesn't have it, but my B version, B list, it's not the one that was distributed today, but so a new one has been distributed, but
yes,
they are exactly
the new one.
But they are classified or the names exactly the same. So this B4B that I have is not the same as the B4B that she has. So we've got two versions of the same thing. So they've changed this one, but they didn't indicate it on the front page to say this is an updated version. That's why we have the confusion. So we have two versions of B4B.
Apologies for the confusion. Shall we mark the relevant one that you are using with an asterisk? Or today's date? On mine, I just placed today's my... at least the 3rd of November.
I've been working with them.
Thank you very much for pointing out that, Honorable Trey. So let's all be sure now we're working on today, 3rd of November, copy of the B4B. Apologies, shall we move? Honorable Madam.
I think the colleagues are confusing. There are three documents the chair has said. This is an amended document that we have amended, and there is an original B which has not been changed. We are looking at this one in conjunction with the bill, the original bill, and we are saying in that bill this one was changed, and this is the result of it in this one. It is B4. So it's a result of the... Oh, no, it's not B4, it's B.
B4.
Yeah, it's B4B. This is the product of changing. I think if we can look at this one, look the amended, and look at the original, because we can't leave the original. The original one was like this, and then it was amended here, and this is the product of the amendment.
You are very right, member, but what you are saying now, the emphasis, we are looking at today's B4B,
yes,
the 3rd of November.
So
as long as members are reading from that one, yeah, then we can proceed. Madam, we may proceed.
It's so confusing, and we've got now 3 documents. I wonder if it's not better to do that. I would actually like, let me speak myself, to go to my office with the documents before me, and I can cross the reference and see the proposed changes, yes, in this document, yes or no, yes or no. And that would make me, I will be able to do it quicker and faster than here in the committee. So I can stay on the documents and do it. It's a bit of an administrative document.
Your suggestion earlier on short-circuited what you are proposing now. Namely that what we can ask the legal advisor to do is to read from the yellow document. And then the third or the second B4B contains all the changes. This is all that we need to ascertain. Those changes are actually reflected in the final copy of the B4B that we have in front of us. So in order to do that, I think we can spare you the walk to your office. Because as you correctly suggested, all we need is the yellow copy, and to ascertain that the B4B of today, the 3rd of November, is all those changes are there. So we don't have to go to our offices. I would love to have all of you all in this room. Let's proceed, madam.
On clause 4, which is 4 sub 2 of the new B. That one is a difficult amendment. We have section instead of section C, so just change section to section. The new B is as follows: the minister may not delegate or assign the powers or duties conferred or assigned to him or her in terms of section 3, 22(1), 23(1), or 8. Originally, it read section instead of section.
Thank you. There's an agreement on that. Are you with us, Honorable Dea? Thank you. Agreed. That's very good.
Next one is clause 5.4b. That's another legal amendment with sub-paragraph A instead of paragraph A. So 4b now is as follows: extract information from or make copies of the document to which he or she is given access in terms of paragraph A, not in terms of sub-paragraph. That's a technical amendment. Next one,
yes,
page 10 of the new document. We've added, clause 7 and sub 3, A. What is done there, we've added sanitation and that paragraph about that says for any other organ of whose functions and responsibilities will be materially affected by the intended expropriation. Now it is as follows: the director's general response, page 10, clause 7, yes, 3B, 3B, page 10, 3A, page 10.
No. There was just a slip of the tongue.
It is clause chapter 4, clause 7, on the next page of clause 7, yes. Page 10.
Yes. Are we all on the same reference? Baba Lamin, can you reference that again, please? Yes, ma'am.
Should I read that again? It's line... Clause 7, sub clause 3, A. What we've done there is to omit water access and to substitute with water. And after sanitation, to insert for any organ of state whose functions and responsibilities will be materially affected by the internet expropriation. Mm. Now it reads as follows. The Director General responsible for rural development and land reform, for environmental affairs, for mineral resources, and for water and sanitation, and for any other organ of state whose functions and responsibilities will be materially affected by the intended expropriation. On the same clause number 5, sub 5, which is line 41. After sanitation, after mass, to insert acknowledge receipt. It reads as follows, the expropriating authority must acknowledge receipt. Must acknowledge receipt, consider and take into account all objections and submissions timely received before putting them within expropriation. Development and land reform, for mineral resources and for water and sanitation, and for any other organ of state whose functions and responsibilities will be materially affected by the intended expropriation.
Thank you.
Next amendment, clause 833F. Line 49, to omit F and to substitute with the new F, that is the date on which the right to possession of the property will pass to the expropriating authority. And page 12, line 14. To omit 7, reference to 7 to S and to substitute 7 to H. The consequential amendment of it. Line 14, page 12, clause 8, 4E. Now it reads, a directive calling upon the expropriated owner and expropriated holder, as the case may be, to submit in writing the names and addresses of all holders of unregistered rights in the property and particular such rights, other than those furnished in accordance with section 5 sub 5A and 7 2H, if any, to the extent that have such names, addresses, and particulars are within the knowledge of the expropriated owner. Clause 9. To omit release from mortgage bond if applicable. The new A reads as follows. The ownership of the property described in the notice of expropriation vests in the expropriation authority or in the person on whose behalf the property was expropriated, as the case may be, on the date of expropriation. Line 46, after mortgage, we left out bond. Now it reads, the property remains subject to all registered rights with the exception of a mortgage. Next one, we're substituting B, that's 9.2B. We're substituting B. Now it reads as follows. The right to possession passes on the relevant date contemplated in paragraph A to the person referred to therein, as the case may be. On page 12, line 57, to omit upon which the expropriating authority takes possession of the property and substitute referred to in subsection 2A. The new 3A will read as follows. The expropriated owner of expropriated holder within possession of the property concerned must, from the date of expropriation to the date referred to in subsection 2A, take care of and maintain the property. Page 13, clause 9.4. We're substituting subsection 4. The new one will read as follows. If the expropriated owner, expropriated holder, as the case may be, desires to place the expropriating authority in possession of the expropriated property prior to the date contemplated in section 83F, and the expropriating authority does not agree to a date on which the right to possession of the property passed to it, the expropriated owner or expropriated holder, as the case may be, may give the expropriating authority notice in writing of not less than 20 days before the date on which the expropriated owner or expropriated holder wishes to transfer the right to possession of the property, in which case the right to possession of the property passes to the expropriating authority on that date. Line 18, we omit on which possession of property passes to the incorporating authority and the substitute with referred to in subsection 2B. Clause 5, sub 5 could read as follows of 9. The expropriated owner or expropriated holder within possession of the property concerned remains entitled to the use of and the income from the expropriated property as was enjoyed immediately prior to the date of expropriation from the date of expropriation to the date referred to in subsection 2B, but remains during that period responsible for the payment of municipal property rates and other charges, if applicable, and normal operating costs and maintenance in respect of the expropriated property as if the property has not been expropriated. Clause 10, lines 41, to omit affairs and sanitation and to substitute and sanitation and for any other of an of state whose functions and responsibilities will be materially affected by the intended expropriation. Clause 10, sub 3, would read as follows. After the receipt of the evidence requested in terms of subsection 1 and if the unregistered right claim pertains to land, expropriating authority may forward that evidence to the Director General responsible for rural development and land reform, communal resources and for water and sanitation, and for any other open of state functions and responsibilities will be materially affected by the intended expropriation as the case may be for assistance in the verification of such claim. Line 53 of clause 10, 5, 3. After accordingly to insert in writing and must provide reasons for the rejection. Now, if the expropriating authority does not accept the claim contemplated in subsection 1, the expropriating authority must inform the claimant accordingly in writing and must provide reasons for the rejection. To insert the right to. Clause 11, sub 4. We now read, when a notice in terms of subsection 2 has been served on the expropriated holder concerned, this act applies to the changes required by the context of if such notice were a notice of expropriation in terms of section 8.1. In respect of such unreserved right, provided that if that expropriated holder is a lessee, he he or she remains liable to pay rental to the expropriated owner until the right to possession passes in terms of section 9204 and if applicable thereafter to the appropriated authority. 9-2 and reference to 4 is also an insertion. Then I move to the new clause 17. We reject the old clause 17 as contained in the ordinance bill and we replace it with the new clause, the new 17. Do you want me to read all of it? Very good. And these are the ones that we discussed in the committee last time, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Just a second. Yes, and the whole 19 and the whole 20. All 19. Yes, and take with the new one back there. Or I just. No, it's up for you. Apologies. Page 18, plus 20, the Code of Compensation and with Master. To omit may and substitute must on 21. In year 21, the expropriating authority must deposit the amount of compensation payable in terms of the act to the master, after which the expropriating authority ceases to be reliable, to be liable in respect of that amount. Clause 20, sub 2, line 17, to only subject to section, to only subject to section 18.2, Hayden. Compensation payable in terms of this act or in the event of an interdict prevents the expropriating authority from paying compensation to that person. The expropriating authority may deposit the amount of compensation at the master. The next one is page 18, the same clause 20, up 4, line 24.
Yeah. Yeah, no, just on the previous point, in the document that I've got so far is incorrect. I don't see the change from A to must.
No, that's 20 sub 1, we'll be changing may to must. Plus 20 sub 1, we're replacing may with a must.
9-4.
Could you?
the legal advisor was reading 22.
Clause 20, sub 4, line 24, to omit has jurisdiction and to substitute of competent jurisdiction day. 20 sub 4 now reads, a court of competent jurisdiction may make an order which it may deem expedient in respect of money received by the mother in terms of subsection 1 or 2. From there we move to clause 22.
Clause 22?
Page 18. Line 54. After temporarily to insert for as long as it is urgently required. 22.1 will now read, an expropriating authority may, if property is required on an urgent basis, take a right to use property temporarily for as long as it is urgently required for a period not exceeding 12 months.
Yes.
Page 19, clause 22, sub 5, line 20, to substitute subsection 5 with a new subsection. The new subsection reads as follows. The expropriating authority must make an offer of compensation to the expropriated owner or expropriated holder or expropriated holder with an error or expropriated holder within 30 days from the date on which the notice to use the property temporarily was given. And payment must be made within a reasonable time thereof, provided that in the event of any dispute, the provisions of Section 21 apply. Oh, thank you, Chairperson. Done.
Thank you very much. Members, in terms of process where we are now, we've gone through the amendment changes that members had brought forward, and we confirmed that they were incorporated in the B4B-2015 copy that was distributed today. So this is what we confirmed. The next step now is for us to go through this version and then clause by clause, just to say that, for example, the long title of the bill is the agreement as to how it is written there. Those who say that delete, those who say don't delete, and then we move to the next one. Go through this whole process, and then on that basis, the state law advisor will bring us a copy on which we'll finally vote.
Mr. Chairperson, we now stop on page 19 with 5, subclause 5, a new subclause. And then, but there are others. The store is lined on yellow, highlighted in yellow. Clause 22. Okay, is it just clause 22? But we haven't done clause 22. Why have I missed it? Urgent expropriation. I've learned it now. I must have been looking somewhere else. Let me just see. Urgent. Clause 22. Sorry, Mr. Chair, just bear with me. Let me just make sure. Clause 22. Okay, that's the one. Yeah? Okay. And thereafter, the other were only dealt with today. Is that correct?
Mm.
Okay. Today we actually only.
Akon assures me that the lunch at 1 o'clock outside the venue. Perhaps if we can break for half an hour and then after this one continue with our work. I can't read sign language. Otherwise, I'll be like giant. So this is an articulate question. That man took us for a ride, you see. Oh, you used to... You say single lunch must fall and what must rise? Full meal. I must say that on the poorest chairperson's budget, we are not going to achieve that.